This is GQDN for Thursday, January the 24th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, Destiny 2 news, and an update to Microsoft Sony debacle. But today, we start with wowhead.com, and they're reporting that the classic WoW tech lead, Brian Birmingham, was fired under protest. So, here is some quotes from Brian Birmingham, and I'm not going to read all of them, but here's what Bloomberg said. Quote, when team lead asked why they had to do this, World of Warcraft directors explained that while they did not agree, the reasons given by executive leadership were that it was important to squeeze the bottom most performers as a way to make sure everyone continues to grow. That's what Birmingham wrote in an email for the quote. This sort of policy encourages competition between employees, sabotage of one another's work, and a desire for people to find low-performing teams that they can be best-performing worker on. And ultimately, erodes trust and destroys creativity. If this policy can be reversed, perhaps my Blizzard can still be saved. And if so, I would love to continue working there. If this policy cannot be reversed, then Blizzard Entertainment I want to work for doesn't exist anymore, and I'll have to find somewhere else to work. Well, he said those quotes, and it's not sure whether that was while at Blizzard or not. He was indeed fired. In fact, there's a very lengthy Twitter thread that has gone on started about July 10th and up to about 22 hours ago, has been just going on blah, 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 blah. Just basically a lot of words. Like I said, I'm not going to get into it, but we will be getting into this in the weekly show. Definitely. But that's not the only thing that was going on there at Blizzard, because Destructoid did say that Activision Blizzard's Proletariat Studio withdrew from the union election. Now, this is what the Communications Workers of America did say in a quote. Unfortunately, Proletariat CEO Seth Sivak chose to follow Activision Blizzard's lead and responded to the workers' desire to form a union with confrontational tactics. Like many founders, he took the workers' concern as a personal attack and held a series of meetings that demoralized and disempowered the group, making a free and fair election impossible. As we have seen at Microsoft's ZeniMax studio, there's another path forward, one that empowers workers through a free and fair process without intimidation or manipulation by the employer. We will continue to advocate alongside workers in the video gaming industry for better working conditions, higher standards, and a union voice. That's not the only problem that they've got. Now we go to GameSpot.com. Well, this is more of an update, because today marks the day that the China servers are shut down. In fact, Peter Yu, Peter Rodox, on Twitter did say, quote, so it begins. It's funny that here we call this file Electric Urn, and the process of generating this file summation, sadly, players won't be able to gather in the city and wait for that final moment together like last time, because the service will go down with the servers. It is a sad time for Chinese, but maybe not just for them, because .esports did say that the Battle.net launcher was not working today. So, according to what the launcher did say, quote, we are aware of an issue that is affecting our authentication servers, which may result in slow or failed login attempts. We are currently investigating the cause and will provide updates as they are available. Well, if this was a breach, then Riot would know what that felt like. Blue News reports that Riot Games went to Twitter and said, quote, as promised, we wanted to update you on the status of last week's cyber attack. Over the weekend, our analysis confirmed source code for League, TFT, and Legacy anti-cheat platform were accelerated by the attackers. Earlier this week, systems in our development environment were compromised via social engine attack. We don't have all the answers right now, but we want to communicate early and let you know that there is no indication that a player data or personal information was obtained. Today, we received a ransom email. Needless to say, we won't pay. While this attack disrupted our build environment and could cause issues in the future, most importantly, we remain confident that no player data or player personnel information was compromised. Truthfully, any exposure of source code can increase likelihood of new cheats emerging. Since the attack, we've been working to assess the impact of anti-cheat and be prepared to deploy fixes as quickly as possible if needed. The illegally obtained source code also includes a number of experimental features. While we hope some of the game modes and other changes eventually make it out to players, most of this contact is in prototype. There's no guarantee it will ever be released. Our security teams and globally recognized external consultants continue to evaluate the attack and audit our systems. We also notified law enforcement and are in active cooperation with the team as they investigate the attack and the group behind it. We're committed to transparency and will release a full report in the future detailing of the attacker's techniques, the areas where Riot security controls failed, and the steps we're taking to ensure this doesn't happen again. We've made a lot of progress since last week, and we believe we have things repaired later this week, which will allow us to remain regular patch cadence going forward. The League and TFT teams will update you soon on what this means for each game. Wow, that was a lot. And a lot of things are still going on between Microsoft and Sony. Eurogamer.net did say that Microsoft did file a lawsuit against Sony, stating that basically Sony has to provide stuff as to what their plans are. So that way we could see whether or not Sony will, quote, move to limit or quash or otherwise respond to the subpoena. Negotiations between SIE and Microsoft as to the scope of SIE's production and discovery schedule are ongoing. That was an official filing reported by VGC. So, once again, we will find out what Sony PlayStation is going to do this week. What we do know is that Xbox filed a subpoena against them. So, we still have some bad news, people. The hell? Games Radar did say that Destiny 2 will be offline for several more hours after an update, did accidentally delete achievements. So, this was as of 2:30 today. So, the servers might be up now, but as per this recording. But, yeah, it was very, very bad. In fact, in a tweet, at Bungie Help did say, quote, "We are testing potential solutions to solve today's issues. Destiny 2 will remain offline for several more hours while we continue our investigation and test. Stand by for updates." Very, very, very interesting. So, they got problems with achievements. Gotta fix them. Now, we're going to go back to Eurogamer because, hey, we gotta have some good news, right? Well, maybe. They're saying that the Lord of the Rings Gollum will not release before April. So, while it was meant to release in 2021, well, we know what happened right around that time. So now going into 2022, launch date was still pushed back to 2023. And, well, we do have some quotes, and this comes from the developer, Daedalic. "During the past several years, the team has been working hard to share our vision of a remarkable story set in a breathtaking world filled with magic and wonder. We've dedicated to meeting our community's expectations and uncovering the untold story of Gollum in a way that honors the visions of J.R.R. Tolkien." So, not before April. Be June, July? Maybe May. We'll see. Lord of the Rings Gollum still going to come to nearly every single platform. PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch. While you're at it, you can go to BestBuy.com or you can go to Target.com and see if you can get a free month of Apple Arcade. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and essentially, while the arcade is only at $5 per month, you can go take a look at Best Buy, where it gives you 5 months for free, or you can go to Target, where you can get it, 4 months for free, my bad, and you can go to Target for 3 months for free. So hey, free stuff, and hey, this podcast is free, all for you. You can find us at Group Quest. You can find everybody at the Dawn Forge Productions at Dawn Forge on Twitter. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow in the middle of a snowstorm for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.